Hi there, and welcome to Conversations with Father Greg. Today we have a homily for Sunday, March 10th, 2024, which is the fourth Sunday in the season of Lent. We begin our time together today with a reading from the Gospel of John. John writes, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of Christ. Dear God, may only your truth be spoken and only your truth be heard. Amen. Well, hi there, everyone. I may have told a story before about my father's aunt, my great aunt, named Eleanor, who lived in Hamilton. She was a painter and taught fine art in a local college. She was a contemporary of the Group of Seven, and their influence could be seen in many of her landscapes. The front room of her home was always filled with the tools of her craft. There were usually two or three canvases that were in progress, a cabinet full of paints and thinners along the wall, with an assortment of brushes fanned out in their perch atop the cabinet. There was always a spray of silver lunaria and orange Chinese lantern plants in a vase in the big bay window catching the light. It's been almost 50 years since I was in that house, and I can still smell the oil paints and thinners. As kids, her home was always a magical place, and every visit was filled with new adventures and brilliant discoveries. It's no surprise that it was this aunt that inspired my appreciation for art. She was the one who encouraged me to express that love for art, not with a brush, but through the lens of a camera. Independent of the medium, one of the things that has always intrigued me is the way that light or shadow communicate emotion. It might be the deep reds and ambers of a fall landscape that combine on a canvas to evoke nostalgia for the passing summer and warn of the looming winter. It might be the deepening shadows caught on film that highlight the years of wisdom and experience etched into an elder's face in a black and white portrait. In any case, wherever light pierces the darkness, it becomes a vehicle of communication. This idea of the way that light affects our perception is a very common theme throughout Scripture. In the letter of 1 John, the author tells his readers, "This is the message we have heard from Jesus and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." John's Gospel records that Jesus once told his listeners, "I am the light of the world," and he went on to say, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And when Jesus preached his countercultural Sermon on the Mount, he told his followers, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." If we track the use of this analogy throughout Scripture, we begin to see a pattern. Light is a part of God's essence, as is love and truth. Those who follow Christ are called to reflect those qualities of God to everyone that we meet. I don't know if you've ever paid much attention to how a flashlight is constructed. Somewhere in the handle you have a power source, likely some batteries. The business end of the flashlight is comprised of a light source surrounded by a reflective cup. to continue our metaphor, that light source is like the light of Christ, and as people of faith, we are called to help reflect that light into the darkness. This metaphor also holds up for God's love and for God's truth. We are called to reflect all three into the world around us, particularly into those places where they seem most needed. There is one more aspect of our gospel reading that I would like us to focus on today. John 3:16 might just well be one of the most famous, most well-known pieces of Christian scripture. You see it all over the place. It's on bumper stickers, shouted by street preachers, and it's emblazoned on t-shirts and Bristol board placards at football games. It proclaims an essential truth of the Christian faith, that Jesus Christ is an expression of God's love for humanity. I sometimes wonder if we lose track of that which immediately follows that famous verse. John went on to write, "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." To quote another translation, God did not go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help to put the world right again. That's why light is such an appropriate metaphor for God's work in the world. God works through Scripture, through people of faith, through prayer, and through countless other ways to shine a light on the hazards in the world, all with the intent of helping people navigate those hazards safely. We saw that last week when we considered the Ten Commandments, not as an accusing or wagging finger, but rather as guideposts to help safeguard some element of our physical or emotional health and welfare. We begin to see the work of God in the world not as an accusation, but rather as a lifeline drawing us closer and closer to safety through an ever-deepening knowledge and relationship with God. And we, as people of faith, are called to participate in that work with every fiber of who we are. Let's pray. Almighty God, as your kingdom dawns, turn us from the darkness of sin to the light of holiness, so that we may be ready to meet you in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.